Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Bob Baker about the new sign located by the railroad tracks that welcomes race fans to Knoxville.
Bob, we have a special deal to welcome race fans to the community, and can you talk about where it's at and what it's all about?
Hi, Perry. Thanks for having me on the show today on Let's Talk, and welcome to Knoxville's KNIA-KRLS with Perry Bell. That's pretty cool that you're working with the radio station now. A bunch of race fans and a bunch of people in the community that are just pro-Knoxville got together and decided it'd be nice to have a Welcome to Knoxville sign put up on Highway 14 to welcome race fans and visitors to the Knoxville area. You may have seen it, the signs on Highway 14 just south of the railroad tracks, which is just south of Knoxville Raceway on the west end of the highway. So it's pretty visible. It's 112 feet long and 20 feet tall. And it says, Welcome to Knoxville, Sprint Car Capital of the World. Actually, it says, Welcome to Knoxville, Iowa, with the Iowa State inside the E on Welcome. And then it says, Sprint Car Capital of the World. There's a giant Knoxville Raceway logo on the sign and a huge National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and museum logo on the sign. So, like I said, it's just a big joint collaboration between some people who really love Knoxville that live here in the community and some race fans that just want to welcome everybody to Knoxville.
With it being that big, it sure can't be missed, can it?
It's hard to miss. We're thinking about possibly putting some lights on it so people can see it at nighttime after it gets dark out. But right now, it does not have any lights on it. It's just on the side of that huge building that's right next to the highway, and it's very visible as you're driving north on Highway 14.
And do you know some names of some people that's involved with maybe owning the building or the property, and how this all came together?
Well, Steve Nall actually is the person who has the lease on the property from the railroad company. It's the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, and Steve Nall's from Oklahoma. He's a huge race fan, and he was wanting to dress up the area. And I had met him earlier this summer, and we start talking about ideas and come to find out that he, you know, has the lease on that barn, and he was in the process of painting the barn white to dress it up. And so I told him, I said, that's a great idea to paint it up. It's really going to look a lot nicer. I said, how about we think about putting a message on there? And he goes, I think that'd be a great idea. So we just kind of worked together to come up with the Welcome to Knoxville, Iowa message for the side of the barn. We call it a barn, but it's really a metal building, kind of like a Kwanzaa hut maybe. And so we started to work on that, and we contacted Ben Hsu, who's the artist that did the mural in downtown Knoxville, and he is very gracious to work with us and helped us. As a matter of fact, he was going to paint on the side of the building, the corrugated building, but it just didn't work out where it was going to be the right material to hold the paint for a long term, and we wanted something that would last a long time. So lo and behold, our friends at Impact Signs, David and Julie Goodson, were in the museum for the races a few weeks ago, and we started to talk with them about it, and David said, Bob, don't even think about this. He goes, I know exactly what that building needs to make this sign work. He goes, I've got the system. He goes, we build these all across the country on barns and buildings. He goes, just let me take care of it. So I'm like, okay, David, we'll let you take care of it. It's your business, and you know how to do this. And a few weeks later, David called me back with all the brackets and pieces and parts that are needed to make this work. And he said, we're going to do it. He goes, I've ordered everything, and we're going to make it happen before the Nationals this year. And I said, well, that was kind of our hope. We'd like to get it up before the Knoxville Nationals come to town this year. And so just this week, the installers were here, and they got it put up in about 2.5 days. It's a lot of work to put the brackets up and all the pieces and parts to hold the sign in place, but it's there. It should last 3 to 5 years, they've told us. We're very happy about that, and it's very durable. These signs are used all across the country, so we're glad it's going to be there for a while, and so happy that David Goodson and everybody at Impact Signs, who's involved in Knoxville Raceway and racing and the signage around Knoxville, agreed to help us with this. If it hadn't been for them, we probably would be still trying to think about a way to paint that on the side of the building. But Ben Hsu is great to work with. The planning and zoning in Knoxville people have been great to work with. The people who've made donations to help make it happen have been great to work with, and like I say, it's just a great community effort with the race fans in the Knoxville area and also the people who live in Knoxville.
The Knoxville Raceway benefits as well as the Sprint Car Hall of Fame on that mural.
Yes, we all benefit from it. I think it's a thing where the racing community, the Knoxville Raceway, and also the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum wanted to welcome race fans, but we want to invite everybody. We get a lot of people through the museum, and I know that come to Knoxville that are not race fans, and we just wanted to do something to welcome them to town and make them feel welcome. So that's how the sign came came about.
There's a few other things coming on that's important to the Sprint Car Hall of Fame to get some extra dollars in to help pay some bills.
You're right, Perry. The Knoxville Nationals, the 4 days of the Nationals are the biggest 4 days of the year for us here at the museum. Most people may not be aware of this, but we do over 50% of our business during those 4 days of the Knoxville Nationals. So we have a large auction here on Saturday of the Nationals on Saturday, August the 13th at 11:30. That's our biggest auction we do every year. We do six auctions across the country. Our auction is really big. Of course, we give away the 2022 Corvette, the IMSA GTLM Championship Edition Corvette on Saturday night, August 13th. Someone's going to drive a brand new Corvette home or come into Knoxville to pick it up the following week if they don't live here in Knoxville. We're very happy with the Corvette sweepstakes. Anybody listening can help us with that at CorvetteC8RContest.com. That's where you enter to win the Corvette. Our museum is open extended hours from 8 a.m. until the races are over on every race night, 360 Nationals, Knoxville Nationals, Capitani Classic. So we're just glad to have everybody visit us during this great time of year here in Knoxville.
Thanks to Bob Baker for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.